What about duration of maintenance, Bev?
Right. So the duration was 15 months or 21 doses in GOG 218 because we thought that would be the median time to progression. And so I told you that there were three trials that were going to be presented this year, the Velia, the Veliparib, the Prima, the Niraparib, and then Paola-1, PARP, and Bev. Well, the fourth one is called the BOOST trial, which will randomize patients to 15 months of maintenance Bev versus 30 months. 15 versus 30. So the current indication is 15 months because that's what was in the study, but we all want to do it longer, and that trial, 15 versus 30, will also be presented in the next year. And we wonder if prolonged maintenance bevacizumab in those frontline patients will have even greater benefit. And that's called BOOST.
Interesting. Any predictions on what that's going to show?
I'm not good at that, no. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if there have been any Bev duration trials before.
So the study that John Chan did in the New England Journal called 262, which was the dose-dense weekly versus every 3 week, that did use bevacizumab until progression. And when you do it to progression, it's about 15 months on average anyways. So I don't know how many patients will remain progression-free to get to 30 months. So that's why there's some hesitation about whether or not this will be a positive trial or not.